Any other areas we haven't talked about that you think would be relevant to Oxen Practice, or questions that you get from Oxen Practice that we haven't talked about?
Yeah, I think you've covered the big area. I mean, PET scan comes up, and a patient I see, you know, what to do with a positive PET scan comes up a lot. And my answer is usually think about biopsying it before you do anything about it. And, you know, that we're not at the point of reducing therapy yet, and we shouldn't overtreat patients yet on the basis of a PET scan. Of the issues that come up, I think that the challenges that people have are really kind of the sequences of therapy. And that is something that in a disease like pancreatic cancer is a lot easier, but in the setting of indolent lymphomas, it's a challenge. I think the other area that comes up, and there aren't any standard answers, is the elderly patient with relapsed large cell lymphoma. I think people are very comfortable and familiar with using R-CHOP, and that's not a problem for most people. I think the issue is you have a patient who relapses, and if they're a transplant candidate, usually they're getting connected to the transplant pretty quickly, or transplant, or they're getting their salvage regimen, and that's pretty straightforward. But the elderly patient with relapsed large cell lymphoma who's not a transplant candidate, that's something that there are no answers to. It's a challenging patient population. I think some people have used radioimmunotherapy there, but it's really not that effective as a single agent. I think we're often trying to squeeze a little more out of rituximab, trying to use some chemotherapy, trying to get gemcitabine in there as one outpatient regimens for the elderly group. And I'm hoping actually that lenalidomide, which has had some very interesting activity, pans out and moves further in that setting. But the relapsed large cell patients we deal with who are not transplant candidates, that to me is the biggest challenge, and I'm sure a challenge for people in practice. And I think I would just encourage people to consider clinical trials in those settings, because I think at the end of the day, you know, the mileage you get out of chemotherapy is going to be quite limited in some of those patients.